Oh, yes. You know, we are live, and I'm just going to say, you know, welcome to our show. And it's always the first Thursday of the month that you'll hear moi, Linda Bott, on North State Now. Many, many years ago, we used to call it On the Spot with Linda Bott. And then we came around, let's say beginning of last year, and we decided that we were going to create this Thursday night spot. I took a break from On the Spot with Linda Bott for a couple of years. And I still have a Facebook I rarely check. But anyway, so coupling up with or pairing up with, now I'm going to have to draw in a total blank. Enjoy the magazine. And of course, Rhonda, Alvey, and James Masada would come on one time a week. And then Michelle Slade would do Heroes of the North State. She's always got like a really great show. And then Dr. Orna Gill. So we had these four, you know, individual show topics that we would go forth and do the year of 2020. Has it just been a frigging, can I just say that? However you want to say after the freaking weird year. But we're here and we're live and I'm very excited about something that I want to share with you, all of our listeners tonight. Thank you. And if you do choose to call in and you want to say a word, give us a call at 530-605-4567. That's our hotline. If you have something to add to the conversation that we're about to embark on. And I'm here with Carrie Growl. Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for having
All right.
me.
Now, she sounds very shy in that moment. But I have been inspired recently. Actually, I'm going to back up here. And listening, by the way, you're listening to, again, North State Now, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on KCNR. I want you to know that when you're driving, you know, flipping through the channels, if you are, that we're live here, broadcasting live off of Market Street. And this is Linda Bott, and Carrie Growl is my guest. And we're going to be talking about Pilates, organic Pilates. And I want you to know that James Masada and Rhonda talked about you because we have them on our show in the morning one Monday a month.
Okay.
Usually the first Monday of the month. And it had to be probably the beginning of the year. They were talking about your beautiful studio. Oh, my gosh. It was just, you can't believe the work she's done in the studio. And you know how it is. February comes around. March comes around. COVID came around. It's been a big, like a half a year wash.
Sure.
And then one of our dear friends that attends the two of friends that attend your classes had talked about, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I think during the Go Red Luncheon, one of the gals I'm talking about handed me an envelope that went into the purse. And it was after going through a long illness, and I really didn't talk about this on Facebook. I didn't really go out in public about much about the fact that I had an infection that went into my bloodstream, and I ended up having to go into the hospital not realizing that I was going to be admitted and was there for 3 days. But so that just went on and on and on, this infection, and they thought I may have cancer, and I had 8 breast biopsies, and it was like 3 months of antibiotics, and I could hardly move, and I was just trying to not die. It was kind of like that. So I was praying to find something that could open my world back up to energize me, to make me want to be a part of it, to call me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you call your angels, mm-hmm. you call for your leaders, you call for your guides, you call for your mentors, you put it out there and say, I need to, you know, find the people that are going to help me heal, that are going to help me get my juju back.
Right.
And then enter coming to finally call you and come in to meet you. And everything they said about you and your place is true and then some.
Thank you.
So that's my personal testimony.
Thank you.
With Carrie here tonight. And let's go. So I want to introduce you to Carrie Growl, who used to be Carrie
Croc.
Carrie Croc.
K-Rock, like radio station.
K-Rock,
yeah.
K-Rock. And you are, you rock, girl. You do. Let's talk a little bit about your history growing up. And we have some similarities as far as the fact that we talked about this before, where, you know, the Marines in your life, your father is a, was a, let's just talk a little bit about your history, because we have the full hour.
Great.
I think it's important to talk about, like, what inspired you as a child? Were you athletic? To go into, like, then yoga into Pilates. All right. So you shoot. Let's talk about.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm from Southern California, so I'm actually not from here.
All right. But what part?
So, Chino.
Okay.
I lived in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents were from there. I was born in Coronado.
Okay.
My dad was a California High Patrol. He was a retired Marine, went into the High Patrol, and so as he moved up in rank, we moved further north. So when I was about 9, we moved to Humboldt County. We moved to Southern Humboldt, Garberville, to be specific. So
that's a big change.
It was a huge change.
You, how old were you then?
I was nine.
So 9 is still flexible.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
You had Orange County, and then so, but there's some cool things in Humboldt and Gerberville.
Yes. It was right? Very interesting. Yes, absolutely. And back then, I mean, it's far different now, but it's a beautiful, raw place. It's a gorgeous place. It still is. It's just, you know, it's a different place to grow up. So, yeah, I lived there until I spent my formative years there. So I went to elementary school, high school. I did not graduate from there. I moved here in 1990. So again, my dad moved up in rank, and he got Northern Division office here, and he headed up this drug task force, new program that the California High Patrol had at the time. This was like 89, I think. And I graduated from Shasta High School.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So moved here my senior year. So that was.
Well, that's cool. So let's talk about your, you know, you own a business. So did you ever think you were going to own a business? Was it something, the model, did you think about, I'm going to teach Pilates? I mean, let's talk about the jump from growing up in Gerberville.
Right.
Shasta High.
Yeah.
How did you get here? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to do an early break. When we come back, I like to tease about that, because I'm sure that there's a web in there of how things connect. So we'll be right back here. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now here live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. We're going to be back with our special guest talking about organic Pilates, and that's Carrie Growl. We'll be right back.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What are we on? The Abbanite? Love it. Jared is at the helm. Welcome back to our show here, North State Now, with Linda Bott. I'm talking with Carrie Growl about organic Pilates. And the first segment we went into, you know, where she grew up, because I think it's really important as someone develops how they, where they come from. And of course, you know, you have a father that was a Marine, a brother that's a Marine, father who was how far did he go up in rank as a cop?
He retired on the high patrol as a captain.
As a captain, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that led you to Reading, where mm-hmm. you then went to Shasta High.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about, and by the way, before we go into that, I wanted to say the Country Kitchen's back open. Thank you, Lynn Moss. And other various places are open, but, you know, Country Kitchen serves a wicked breakfast and a lunch. So, you know, go in there if you have to get it to go or you want to go in and dine. Absolutely. We love her and so happy because she's had to open, close, open, close. Now she's open. All right. So, okay, getting back to Carrie. So when you were in high school, we were talking mm-hmm. about the fact, what was your hobby? What was it in high school? Because those are teen years, which
right.
can be very painful.
Yeah.
And we both talked about, like, high school really wasn't our thing. We couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
And do your own thing. And right. your own thing would have been what?
Anything but school. I don't know. I mean, I always did something in movement. I mean, when we lived in Garberville, there was a little health club in Redway. And, you know, I was probably 15, 16. I joined the health club, leg warmers, the whole thing, did all the aerobics. And I loved that. And actually, when I first moved to Reading, I got one of my first jobs was at Kangaroo Courts.
Oh.
Yeah. And I did that whole thing.
Did you do like teach aerobics?
You know, I dabbled in subbing for a step instructor
yeah.
really early in the morning. Yeah. I did that.
Well, so. I did step and I liked step a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun class. I used to take step in Sacramento in the early mornings with a lot of people who were probably 40 and 50 years older than me at the time. But, and it was a mixed class and it was just something to get you going. And
yeah.
then I go into the gym afterwards. So step is good. It's got its place.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
yeah. So, okay. So let's just talk about organic Pilates and that, you know, you were doing stuff with movement, but then, fast forward, children,
yes.
marriage,
mm-hmm.
Having to be there for your kids. You were working somewhere else and you were maybe going to take another business over and then just things didn't gel or work out, if I recall our conversation we had.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, my boys are 22 and 24. I have a daughter that's 12, so there's like a 10-year gap there. So when my boys were little, I helped my ex-husband in his business, and I did that for years. And I dabbled in teaching group instruction at the Y. So one of my first first certifications was spin. I taught spin. I taught yoga. And then they said, oh, you want to teach mat Pilates? And at the time, this was like early to, I was like, I don't know. What is that? And I just bought some books and read it. I didn't have a training to go to. And I just put it all together and started doing that. So after that, life kind of, you know, ran its course. And then fast forward to where I am now, I got into reformer Pilates. I think it was in 2013. I was introduced to the workout on the machines from a friend who was going to another studio here in town. And I was like, I have to try that. That looks amazing. And I did, and I loved it. And about a year into it, they had asked me to start subbing. And so I had to get a certification to teach reformer Pilates because it's very different from the mat and so on and so forth. So I subbed for that person that went out and had a baby. They had a partnership, and their partnership eventually kind of evaporated, fell apart, in essence, is actually what happened. And one of the people was a good close friend of mine, and so she decided to open up another studio, and she asked me to be her studio director, and I was all for it. Absolutely, I love to do this. It's what I wanted to do, so I didn't even think twice about it.
So. Well, there's a difference between being the director and then also starting your own business and
yes.
buying your own business and being responsible for the bills
mm-hmm.
and have to pay insurance and have to mm-hmm. pay, what is it, when the slip and fall, I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, the liability.
The liability, the insurance, the electric, every time, because we figured out, every time we open our studios, every single day, this is what it costs mm-hmm. us to do that. Now, remember, one time at the Cascade Theater, they said, every time we open the doors, this is what it costs us.
Right.
Because they have the air conditioning up on top of the building. Just whatever it is, the insurance to mm-hmm. have somebody walk in. You've got to have insurance for people walking in in the door.
Right.
So I think there's a multitude of responsibilities that it's like, oh, let's just set up a bake shop.
Right.
And then all of
right.
a sudden, you know, you've got ordinances. And
right.
so let's go back into reformers,
mm-hmm.
because we can say the word, mm-hmm. but it's very difficult to try to explain it. I was trying to show my husband, Carl, today what we did in class.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, right?
And I did a reformer years ago. It might have been right around 2000 in LA on Sunset Boulevard. There was a Pilates
okay.
studio. So, and they were wooden.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones on top, kind of almost
they
like
had a tower.
The mm-hmm. tower.
Or a Cadillac. So if you were on the whole apparatus, they're called apparatus. And yeah, there was the Cadillac, which is like the, you know.
Well, I love the toys or the, you know, the different, the design of some of the stuff we were on
the
today.
The props.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the props.
Mm-hmm.
And we come in and I'm like, it's almost like you're singing a jazz song to me. It's just so beautiful and your style and how you, present the exercise and to feel the energy. There's just six girls in the class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about the structure of your courses, and then let's
sure.
talk a little bit about what a reformer is.
Yes. Yes. Well, the structure meaning, like when you come in, like how do I prepare for you guys to come in and to teach you and how that.
Yeah. And the fact that you, what I would like to do is get 10 new people to call you up
mm-hmm.
and, whether it's you or it's somebody you've trained, just the feel of how empowering Pilates is, especially if you're like someone like me,
mm-hmm.
who was a dancer. I was injured in a fall. I was lifted and then fell flat on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Went through terrible back spasms in my early 20s. Then I ran track in high school. I have always, but I was never like the super ballet dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I was always the singer who could look like she could dance. So there's a difference in your formation of your body if you're really super trained and then one who just moves like you can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how Pilates was designed, and that leads into what the reformer is another, besides Matt, the reformer is a machine, by the way, ladies and gentlemen listening.
Yes.
But Pilates, there's a whole history on how that was developed, who developed it, and why.
Yes. So it was actually developed by a German man. His name was Joseph Pilates. And, yeah, a German man in the earliest 20th
Pilates
century.
Pilates does not sound German.
Yeah, Joseph Pilates.
Sounds a little French. Pilates.
Yeah, and he was an actual very sick child growing up. He had asthma. He had rickets. But his mom was into holistic medicine. She didn't believe in, you know, surgery or the mainstream, you know, big pharma as we know now.
Right.
So she was a natural healer, and so he kind of took from that. And a lot of his healing that he did in his youth came from his breath and being outside, vitamin D, getting lots of sunshine. And it segued for him moving from Germany to England. And in World War One, he got put in an encampment. I think it was the Isle of Man. Is what it was. Isle of Men, I think is what it was. And there was many injured soldiers there. And he wanted to keep everybody moving because it was, at that time, it was about survival. It was not about, I mean, Pilates was created not to, like, move your body amazingly and feel really good. It was created to survive, and that's truly what it was about. And he took metal frames on the hospital beds and took springs off the hospital beds. And what you know now as the reformer, and you could kind of, now that I say that, you might be able to visualize that that reformer in my studio on the springs and with that tension. So because some of these men were not even able to get out of bed. And during the pandemic of 1918, none of his people that he was in charge of died because of his movement and what he brought to them. So that's actually how it started. And then he actually moved to the United States, to New York in the 1920s. I think it was like 1925. And he opened up his first studio in New York, and it was like in, really close to the New York City Ballet. So he actually worked with Martha Graham at the time. And at first, Pilates was not mainstream at all. It was basically for actors and dancers. And, you know, and you could probably see, because you've experienced the movement, is there's a lot of extension in it, but extension is not available to every body, and it's not available to most bodies, but dancers live in extension. So in 1980, it became, like, 80s, it became definitely more mainstream and available to us, I guess you could say, so not just actors and dancers. And that's basically, in a nutshell, you know, that's
the
history.
Oh, we have a few more minutes before we take our next break. So that's four minutes here. Let's talk about, I didn't realize the history about the springs in the hospital bed in the hospital in Germany, in England.
In England, yeah.
In England. Mm-hmm. And that he figured out how tension and strengthening and breath was going to, and the word I want to say, and I told my husband, when I take these classes with you and on that reformer, I feel activated. So especially I'm sharing this because I was on my back for almost 3 months, barely just in the house, on my back, just trying to not be sick and to try to figure out what antibiotic was going to work to finally make this infection go away. So when that happens with your body, for me, my body kind of started to concave forward.
Right. You got kyphotic.
Yes.
Yeah, the roundness.
And roundness. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to find something that was going to help me bring my shoulders back and to have the height and the stretching. So I think that's very interesting. And I'd love to read a book on that or find out more about the study of how he discovered with the tension, the breath, and the elongation, how he was able to take those patients and breathe into, they're not twisting pretzels.
No.
It's not complicated.
And, no, it's not complicated, but really breath is life. And the way that you breathe in the movement is what makes it really so successful and for so many people to get into. There's a book he wrote in 1945. It's called Return to Life by Joseph Pilates. It's a really, I mean, you could probably read it in a night, but it explains all the things about, but yeah, and he wrote it himself, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he was an inventor, so, as well as this movement person, so.
So the reformer that you have in your Organic Pilates Studios, which is off of Athens there, behind where Carl goes to get his haircut, which is the, okay, come on. Help me, Jared.
Man's Last Stronghold.
Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, I've just totally went blank. But anyway, so he gets his haircut over there. Cypress Square Bobby Shop. You're in that area, mm-hmm. the Behind Orchard Nutrition.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful space. And so now let's talk about the reformers when we come back. Because
okay.
I want to try to see if we can somehow paint a visual why people are driving or listening, what a reformer is, and did he design this reformer as we, or has the reformer
evolved? Yes. Okay.
Kind of like cars evolve,
yes.
you know. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. And again, my guest is Carrie Growl from OrganicPilates.com, the owner and creator of that beautiful space over there, and I'm just in love with it. And we want to just do some shout-outs to some of our people that have sponsored the show. I can't wait and to see when what happens with our theater companies and so on and so forth. And, of course, I want you to remember that we do have the Fashion Alliance coming up week, and you are going to be able to go to fashionalliance.com in Reading and be able to go to the YouTube channel and watch those designers with their incredible things that they make and do a watch party. So I wanted to remind you about that as well. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And, Jared, thanks for filling in the blanks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Bot and KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm very happy to be here tonight. And the show is called Norris Date Now, the first Thursday of the month. I come on the air and I do what inspires me, and that's to interview people who maybe touched my life, or I've gone to their restaurant, or I've read their book, or I love to interview actors and actresses, or actors, and musicians, and so the art of movement, the art of being really good at something. And so welcome back to the show, Carrie Growl.
Hi.
Owner of Organic Pilates. And so, yeah, we talked about Joseph Pilates. We talked about what – now let's go into the reformer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's – for the people listening tonight, kind of sounds strict.
It does, doesn't it? But it's not like that at all, right? I mean,
no.
And I don't – but I think that there is – and when you hear about Pilates and reformer and this whole machine and this whole idea of, like, being on something, it's intimidating. But when you're in the studio and you're moving, you just move. You just do the things. So that's the way I see it. So that's why I hope that you see it when I say
it. No, I totally, because I told Carl that, you know, when you lock up, your body starts to lock up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really when you look at people who have longevity, they eat well, they stretch, they breathe, they drink water, they have not just an active lifestyle. I'm not just talking about an active lifestyle.
Right.
I'm talking about an intentional
mm-hmm.
lifestyle. And I feel that, and this is what yoga does for some people, and various different, like running when people get into runner's high.
Sure.
For me, and this happened before in yoga many years ago, but my hip flexors, which is, if you're thinking about, like, okay, what's a hip flexor? Okay, so think about where your crotch bone, okay, and the muscles around that. Now, imagine if you've been ill and your body's kind of balled up, and or you haven't, like, opened your body up. So the other day in class, we were doing something, and I almost started to cry because there was this release, and the girl next to me, we should have had her come on tonight, because she broke her back in high school. And then told me today that she had had a couple car crashes. And so she was at the Rose Center doing Pilates on the reformer. And this is what, and her husband does it, her children do it. She's got a daughter who plays volleyball and what. And so these are just little snippets I hear through my brain through the day about what people are doing with how this is, the reformer is helping them with maybe the tension or the reverse tension. So
right.
Can you explain?
And just moving your body well. I mean, movement truly is youth. It doesn't really matter how old you are. If you're like young and you have a stiff spine, you're an old person. If you're old and you're very mobile, then you're a young person. So I truly myself define youth as movement. So if you can move your body well, then you're a young person. But you said the tension. So the tension on the carriage, everything that we do is based on a spring tension, which is all coded. I let you guys change your own springs. I actually want you to know what springs you're on. And also, too, I couldn't keep going around and changing all the springs because I was getting carpal tunnel, honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
Going around class after class.
We could do it. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. And I was
you're in charge of your spot.
Yeah. And I want you to know what spring tension you're on so you know why you're moving and whatever you're doing. But when you come into class and the spring tension is set up, and I think I explain this to you, it's all based on whatever it is we're going to do that day, and we change it accordingly. It doesn't mean that maybe you're not going to be on a different spring because whatever is available to your body that day.
Mm-hmm.
But there is always an intention to the spring. So like when we do the class and it's a blue spring for the whole class, it's not because I want you to be lazy or I'm being lazy. It's because intentionally we're going to work on that one blue spring, which just as a point of reference, a blue spring on a reformer is like half a spring tension, and it's pretty light. It's a pretty light spring.
So we were on the blue, and when I came into class today, it was my first time, oh, we're going to jump. Because we're going to jump. And I thought, oh, we're going to jump. Okay, when you think of jumping, you think of, for me, I think of jump rope.
Yes.
I think of the impact on the knee.
Yeah.
I think of the impact on the feet, the ball of the feet, the hips, the back.
Mm-hmm.
But on the reformer, you're laying down, you've got these springs, and you're jumping off of this board. And I loved how you said, pretend that your feet are coming into a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So approach it like it's a soft landing. So there was the effective jumping without the crack, snap, crackle,
yeah, without any
intensity.
Right. It's not bearing on your joints. So it's like you can get a complete cardio workout on the reformer and not bear hard on your joints. So we never move in our joints on the reformer, but even jumping, it's hard to imagine that you don't, but we don't.
And I love the whole stretching out, the stretching out in between. And then of course, you know, it's just hard to explain, you guys. I guess maybe you can go online and look to see, what it is about, what is a reformer. And is the original ones that Joseph Pilates did outside mm-hmm. of the hospital when he decided to now work New York City Ballet folk. What would the first reformers look like?
They were wooden. They were wooden reformers, and I actually, until I bought my own space, I'd always worked on the wooden reformers, and so they have not really changed a whole lot over the years. They've stayed pretty true to, except for things like, I think that, like, the ones I have are called the Allegro 2. It doesn't mean anything to anybody that doesn't know the Pilates or the reformer world, but they're meant for commercial use, so they're meant for many bodies coming on and off. They're easy to use, easy to, you know, once you figure out, like, where the handles are, where the foot bar is, and all the movement, they're supposed to be easy to use and change the springs.
Well, when did you decide to take the plunge in the fact that I'm going to open a studio, which means that, you know, ka-ching, what it is to buy, what, 6 reformers?
Yeah, well,
and
I didn't,
all the goodies.
I didn't
and all...
start out with 6 reformers.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I had mentioned I was a director for someone else that opened up a studio that had an investor, and these two people were friends, and I was running the program. I was essentially doing 90% of the work there, meaning teaching the classes and running it. And a few months into it, the person that opened it with the investor, just it wasn't going to work out for her, so she had to bow out of the situation, unfortunately. And the investor came to me and said, do you still want to do this? And I want to do this. I mean, if this is how it's going to be, I would eventually like to buy it. You know, I'm already running all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next almost 2 years, I think it was, I carried on, ran the studio, built up the classes and the clientele, and I wanted to buy it. And I was getting a little pushback from the investor, and I made the investor an offer, and she did not want to accept my offer. She would rather take everything and go to auction with it rather than sell it to me. So, and that was totally fine, and I had to just be okay with that, even though I had carried this thing for these people. But I just let that go. I put all my energy into my vision of organic Pilates. And from the time that I decided to walk away, 7 weeks later, I opened up Organic Pilates. And I only had 4 reformers when I started because that was all I could afford to start with. So I didn't borrow money. I used money from savings. I pre-sold memberships so that I could make it happen because these people knew I wasn't going to go anywhere. And I was able, like I said, to buy 4 reformers. And then about a month and a half in, I needed another reformer. And then right before COVID happened and I got shut down, I just bought my 6th reformer. So I had made a study, and I really, my intention is not to go more than 6 reformers. You could probably understand why. I have 6 different bodies in front of me. I want to be able to still give that almost personal, you know, I want to give that experience. And so if you get too big, you're going to lose some of that. I'll miss something for sure.
Well, which means that how many classes do you do a day? Let's talk about that.
I teach on my schedule. I have 6 classes a day, 4 days a week, and then I do privates on top of that. So that's about my limit. I mean, I could do more, but I want to still, like, I love it. I live it. I love it. I don't want to do anything else, and I want to hold that. And if you go a little bit more over that, I just get into burnout mode.
Do you have staff? Do you have other women that you feel that could come in for, or men that
yeah.
could come in and do a day, or like a floater, or somebody who's like Saturday and Sunday, so you have the weekend, and that's going to be their babies that they create?
I had 2 instructors before everything got shut down, and those people were not you know, from here, one of the ladies was with BSSM. And so when she got shut down from that, she left. And then so she's not coming back. And so, yeah, right now I'm the only instructor. And the thing about the reformer certification, it's a little bit cost prohibitive for a lot of people. It's not the least expensive. You can't just go online and do it. It's very extensive. And when, during that time, when I was.
As it should be.
Right.
Right.
Well, yeah, because you can see, you know, what's entailed. But during the time that I was the director of the other, studio that wasn't mine, I went back and redid my whole training, but I went all the way through comprehensive, which all that means is that from reformer one all the way through all the apparatus.
And where did you, train?
I went to San Francisco, Sacramento,
oh.
Reno.
Oh.
Yeah. Orange County. I went several different places.
Well, we're going to take a break, and there's so much more here than to the story. We're talking about Organic Pilates. It is a beautiful studio, and the creator is Carrie Growl. And I just wanted to keep you the whole hour because there's still so much more to talk about. And you know, it's near and dear to my heart because I said before. Many people are like, why haven't you been on the air and what have you been doing? Well, you know, the COVID hit, but I was in the hospital when COVID hit. So Carl couldn't come and I had all kinds of different drugs that were administered. And thank God, you know, antibiotics were created by God and I believe that there's magic. There can be magic in medicine. It's important. But I will say that after 3 months of that, it was like trying to recreate myself and I'm not 20 anymore. So, this is near and dear to my heart to have, Carrie here because I feel like I've found something that is, helping me to get that part of my life back. So we're going to take a break. Stay with us.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
College Community Speaker Series proudly hosts a talk by Fox News panelist and NPR political correspondent Mara Lizon via online webinar on September 10th at 6 p.m. Ms. Lizon will provide an engaging evaluation of American politics and the 2020 upcoming election, followed by a Q&A session. The event is free and open to the public. Get your tickets at maralizon.eventbrite.com. This event is a joint effort by the Shasta College Foundation, the McConnell Foundation, and the Women's Fund. For more information, please visit www.shastacollege.edu/foundation or maralizon.eventbrite.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Talk about brilliant. One of the best concerts I've ever seen. Now, I don't know if you guys ever watched the, you know, the MTV or the Video Awards or VMAs or whatever. I mean, every now and then I flip through those, but Lady Gaga came out. She had 8 different costume changes with masks. She is so out there. But I'll tell you what, it was one of the best concerts I ever saw in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. That, and of course, Celine Dion, who you played earlier, was one of the best concerts I've seen. Dolly Parton, you know, Spirit runs through her, and Celine Dion. Okay, so speaking of breath, you know, you think about diva. I mean, would you call it a diva if you have hundreds of thousands of dollars of tickets that are sold and they built Caesar's Palace? They built a whole, you know, performance hall for her. And they had to have a certain kind of, because when I performed in Vegas, they used to call it singer's throat. Okay. And I remember when I would come in and you would have famous singers. Donna Summers was one of them during this era of time. And they would have every, I'm trying to think of the name of it. That would be like if you have a cold, you have a vaporizer. So they would have 5 vaporizers in their rooms because they're performing in Vegas is dry. Mm-hmm. So you've got these, it's a really hard atmosphere. And in those days, people smoked.
Yeah.
Cigars and cigarettes in the dinner place, you know, where we put on our shows. So, Celine Dion had to have the temperature a certain way and she had to have misters. And I'm like, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, she gets it.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't talk throughout the day. So what kind of life is that?
Right.
She couldn't talk throughout the day. So she couldn't waste her vocal cords. She had to save it for the performance. So, and you want to talk about breath and what it is like Lady Gaga. I mean, of course, she went down for a while because it's intense to tour. It's intense to do costume change and dance and sing and be in a new environment and
right.
go on a world tour. She had to cancel her world tour. So I really appreciate the strengthening. And again, Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates, is here in this last segment of our show here on North State. Now this is Linda Bott, and welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you.
And we talk about the reformer and Joseph Pilates. And how did you choose Pilates?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like it chose me.
Right?
Right? It chose me. I was a cheerleader in high school, you know, so I dabbled in that, did the whole aerobic thing. I was a runner, also just dabbled. Nothing like I'm not like a superstar runner or anything, but I just love it. And just when I found the movement, it was like nothing else I had ever experienced in the sense that for the amount of effort that you put out, instead of feeling, you know, really taxed and exhausted at the end of your workout, you actually walk away feeling energized. Even if the workout is in the moment that you're in, mm-hmm. even if it is, you know, challenging, you still, at the end of it, you still leave energized. And throughout the movement and throughout the practice, of moving on the reformer, you just build this, the modality is just strengthening over time. And as you get deeper into the practice, there's always somewhere to go with it. And to beauty in that.
So you opened up and then COVID happened.
Yeah, I opened July of 2019. I opened July 15th, you know, chugging along, doing my thing.
And you have, because you could reasonably say that you could social distance.
Which, when I reopened, I moved all my reformers apart. I did that.
Yeah. And so you could follow the code.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's how you were able to do that.
Yes.
Like our restaurant, Lynn Moss,
mm-hmm.
couldn't put
right.
tables outside on the sidewalks
no.
because she did not own the property or maybe didn't have the permission to be able to. So good for you. And it's a beautiful space. Who designed it?
Well, I mean, the structure, I mean, all I did was change the flooring, the walls. That I feel like I didn't do a lot to it, but paint changes everything. And my fiance laid like 800 square feet of tile. So we ripped out a bunch of floor. The hardwood floor that was there, that was always there. But, yeah, he did an amazing job with the tile. And then I just came up with some stuff I enjoyed and just threw it in there. That was the design. Well, it all started with that wallpaper, you know, on the wall when you come in. That was my inspiration.
What's the little room over to the left when you go down the hallway towards the bathroom?
That is an amazing personal trainer. Her name is Sarah, and that's her space back there. And that's, yeah, I sublease that to her, and she's
very amazing. Quiet. I just see somebody coming in and out. I was like, what? Is that like a warm-up room? Or?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So she's, and I've actually known her since our kids were in school together back in the day at St. Joseph's.
Oh, but my
years
goodness.
And years ago, yeah.
Goodness. Okay, yeah. So where do you want to see, what's your wish list? What would you like to see with your business? Where do you want to see it go?
You know, I would like to see some more instructors. I would like to see some more people come in that want to teach and want to work and want to be committed to a schedule and grow my classes and offer it to more people. I mean, I'm limited to just being me right now, so there's only, again, so many classes I can teach and be effective, because I want to be able to, at my 6 a.m. class, I want to be able to bring the same thing to my noon or later afternoon class. If I'm not able to do that, then why am I doing it?
So you're doing 6 classes a day. You're teaching 6 classes a day. They're, each class is 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Do you do like the morning and then take a lunch break and then come back in the afternoon?
No, I teach from 6 a.m. until early afternoon. And so sometimes I'll have like privates in the early afternoon. So I'm usually done by, what time am I usually done by? 2? Usually done by 2 o'clock.
For your day?
Yeah, for my day.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So I was, when I first opened, I was doing a split. So I would, you know, leave during the middle of the day and then come back and teach a couple evening. But it just killed me. And I have to be back at 6 in the morning, and it just, I can't. Yeah. I know what my abilities are, and I couldn't give 100% like I could in my earlier classes. And it wasn't fair to those people coming, because I need to be able to give them the same. That's not fair.
Do you have, how many spaces do you have open?
So right now I'm going to be adding another class to the schedule on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like an early afternoon class. So that'll open up 6 more spots 2 days a week. Actually, it'll open up, I take it back. It'll open up 4 more spots 2 days a week, because I have 2 spots already filled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I have a little flex and flow, but people generally, they come in, they sign up. You know, we have a monthly series. Your spot is reserved for you. Reformer's reserved for you for the whole month. So it's there for you whether you're there or not.
And I like that. I feel special. I'm just saying, you know, I feel really special knowing that I have a spot Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's this girls, and if some of the girls can't make it, then somebody else comes in. Like, you have a nurse that's traveling.
Right.
And so she's from Hawaii, and she's here, and she's taking a class. And there was a few other girls in the class today. But I just, I really wanted to share my joy of finding out about you and actually partaking in it. And I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I wish you a total success, and that you have all your dreams.
Thank you.
You're helping mine.
Yes.
So let me help you.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
And I think we should close on that note.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing, boys and girls? Welcome. It's a circus barker here. Anyway, sorry to close it with such a beautiful tone. So thank you so much. Again, this is Linda Bott. This is the closing of our show tonight, which is North State Now. And I appreciate Carrie Grauk being here, who is the owner and founder of Organic Pilates. You can go online to organicpilates.com, look at her class schedule, see about the new classes that she's opening up with spots. And she's quite the gal.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Thanks for joining us. And let's just play out some music there, Jared.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump
in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.